The Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Tzadi Tesim Abayis brings down a Baisa Tana Rabbanan Asara in Chalkalim Truma Beis Agranis. There are 10 people, you can't give them Truma in Beis Agranis, you can't give them the Truma publicly in the Beis Agranis. Ve'elu Hainan, these are them, Cher, Shaita, Vakatan, Tubta, Madraganis, and so on, a whole list of people, you can't give them the Beis Agranis. But the Baisa ends off that V'chulin, Meshagilim, Levateim. All these people, except for a couple of them, you could send the Truma to their house. You can't give it to them publicly, but you could send it to them privately, and that's how you're mekayim your mitzvah of Nesinas Truma. So one of the three of the people here, Acher Shei Devakata, and the Gemara says the reason why you can't give them publicly is because Labnei Dan Ninun. Rashi says that it's a zilus of the Truma, it's a bizayin to give them Truma in front of everyone, but privately you could give them your Truma, and you would say your mitzvah is Nesina. The cash is, in fact, Acharonim, how could you be Mekam, your mitzvah is Nesina, by giving Truma to a katan? We know that Ein lekatan Schia min atayra. I mean, the Raisa, a katan has no Schia, he has no Yad, he can't be Kaina. So if he can't be Kaina the Truma, how are you Mekam, your mitzvah is Nesina, by giving it to a katan? Lechari is never Zeicha in the Truma. So the Prichadash in his Kuntris Mayim Chaim has a famous Kiddush, which he proves in this Gemara. He says it's mavur from this Gemara that you could be mekayim mitzvahs matnas kuna by giving to a kain who's a katan, and even though ein l'schia katan min atayra, but we have a cloud that b'das acheres makne a katan does have schia. Ein l'katan schia means that if he picks up a mitzvah on his own, he takes something in a hefker, he doesn't have das to be kain. But if somebody else is being makne to him, which is called das acheres makne, gadol is being makne to the katan, so the das of the gadol helps for the schia the katan. And the male, the Khan himself, is able to be Zaycha based on this din of Das Acheres Machne, and that's how you could give Truma to a Katan because of the din of Das Acheres Machne. If you're giving it to him, by definition, you have Das, and your Das helps for his Zechiah. That's the Mahalach of the Prichadosh. Now, the Tzais in Simon Reshman Gimel is Chalik on this Prichadosh. He has a couple kashas on him. First kasha is that Bichlal, he seems to understand the Tzais, that there's no din of Das Acheres Machne by Truma. Being that there's no Tervasana, is not Mammon. So you don't really have control of who to give it to, or that's not considered mum in the eyes of the Torah, so that's not considered enough of das acheres machne. You're not really being machne to him, he's sort of being zeich on his own, even if you do give it to him, and therefore the regular klal of das acheres machne would not help by truma. That's his first kasha. The second kasha is that even if you want to say it's working in din das acheres machne, but that's only good for a katan. But by a shaita, the Rambam paskens that a shaita can't be kind of even with das acheres machne. Das acheres machne does not help for a shaita. And it says over here that a shaita also you could give them, it could be mishagim levatayim, you could send it to their house. How could you send it to their house? L'chayr, there's no das acheres machne, so how could the shaita be kind? So for that reason, he doesn't like the mahalach of the prichadosh that's working midin das acheres machne. And the Ksais says a different mahalach. He wants to say, gavala kechiddush, that the din of matnas kahuna, at least by Truma and some of the others, it's not the pshat that I'm being mezakeh to the kain, I'm doing a full kinin to the kain, but really the kain owns a mitchila, it's really his, it's mamon hashevet, it's the mamon of the shevet of kahanim. The Torah is already mezakeh to the kahanim. The Torah says that Truma belongs to the kahanim. The kahanim have a collective bilus over Truma, and they own it even before you give it to them. When you give it to them, you're just being mevar that it goes to this kain as opposed to that kain. So just being mevar, which one is the one who gets to keep it, but the etzem bilus they had even before you gave it to them, and therefore the regular gedarm of schia and kinyan are not necessary over here. So even a cher, a shayt of a katan, who normally can't be kind over here, they could be kind because it's really theirs before, and it's already mamon hashevet, mamon kahanim. You're just being mevar, which kind it's going to go to. So that's the way he learns why he could be mezake, he could be meshagel levatayim. There's no issue of a katan being kind. So everyone's masking both with tzais and the prichadosh that you could be yaitse, your mitzvahs nesinas truma, to kain katan, who had been by penin aben, the prichadosh says, and the tzais. But the shaila is, what's the lundus? If the prichadosh is working, you need a schia, but it works midin das acheres machne. If the ktsais das acheres machne doesn't work over here, but you don't even need a schia because there's mitchila, because it's considered mamon hashevet even before you give it to them.